All right, Mitchell Oldenburg, we got the meats. First of all, I like the Arby's. I like the bikes. I like the look. I told Shock that. You know, I'm a fan of this, so keep it up.
I think it's good. I mean, it's, in my opinion, it's better than an energy drink, right? Yeah, like, there's energy drinks everywhere, so I think it's cool. Bring some different sponsors into the sport and have fun with it, like we have been saying we have the meats all weekend, and unfortunately, we didn't have the meats tonight, but we'll have them in, we'll have them in Perth.
I feel like you had the meats the second main. Like, the good start, and you were in the mix, and that was more like what we're used to seeing?
Yeah, I mean, the first main, I got a good start, too. Just, I got hit from behind and fell over and dead last. Yep. Second main, I think it was third or fourth, the first main, and just, like, third turn it happened. So, second main, decent start. Yep. Not great, but made some passes. I think I got fourth. And then the third main, like, right as the gate dropped, my starting device button broke. Yep. So, popped me in the chest, and I'm dead last. And then didn't have a spare for the last main, so I didn't even have a starting device in the last main, and it's just, it happens, stuff, it's unfortunate, but felt like I rode good tonight. Got smashing people. It was fun. I mean, I enjoyed it.
That's the freeze thing, and I was talking to Joey about it a little bit, and you can see it's hesitation from everybody. It's kind of like dealing with like a porcupine, like a live porcupine, like you're not quite sure what he's going to do. So that makes it frustrating. And then the guys in front of him are checking out. So it's tough to deal with for you guys.
Yes. And, but I mean, Vince is a smart racer. Like he really is. Like, he's smart. He knows what's going on. He's very aware of the situation, the positions he's in. So trying to just honestly kind of race like him and think two steps ahead of him and
set it up
and be patient with it. I think when you get in trouble is when you get in a hurry around him. Because you're kind of just, I mean, you're just there. Right. And if the opportunity is there, I mean, he's a hard racer and he's going to race you hard. So I didn't think we had any issues tonight. I'm perfectly fine with how everything went down. I don't have any, like I said, Vince is my, I'm friends with everybody, but Vince is my friend. And I smashed him. He smashed me. We both rode away. I think it was fine racing.
The one thing that I think when I watch him, and maybe he didn't do it to you, maybe it was Joey, but like, Joey has him on the outside and he's pivoting inside, but then he looks and sees and he drives out to the outside and then he jacks himself up and Joey because he's out for revenge on Joey. But it's like, dude, you just screwed yourself up because, you know, and you guys both lost time. So he doesn't think always that way. But yeah, what you two guys, that was hard racing, you know, but you could see its hesitation on everybody's end.
Yeah, for sure. And I think I enjoy it because it makes me race smarter and use my head. Like, I had a really bad habit in my middle years of, like, passing someone and thinking it was done, and then coming into the next turn wide and just getting out of nowhere, just passed up the inside. Like, why? And it took me forever to figure that out, and it was just being dumb, and honestly, laps at the test track, you're just taking the fast line every time.
Yeah, you're just riding
the same line. And, you know, you do the sprint motos together with the guys, but you're not racing each other hard.
Yeah.
You're going for lap times and trying to have a better overall time. But anyways, I mean, I'm good with it. I think he's made me a smarter racer, and I'm just trying to learn off of him because he's got stuff figured out that I think some guys could help with that.
One thing, maybe it's because I've been to 8,000 Supercrosses, and maybe I'm a bit jaded, but what I like coming over here, or Paris, or these World Supercrosses, Super Pole, Super Final at the end, the two race, like, I like all the changes in the formats, but what did you think? As a racer, like, what did you think of all the gate drops and the format and everything else? Is that Vince on your arm right there?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that was the first one.
Okay.
I got a foot peg, but...
So what did you think of everything?
It was too much racing, I think.
Okay.
The back-to-back just makes everything chaotic. Like, we had a starting device break, and there was really nothing we could do.
Yeah.
So it's, I could race the backup bike, but I haven't rode the backup bike all weekend. So it's like, you know, what do you do? So in my opinion, it's too much racing. There's not enough recovery time.
Mm-hmm.
I think I wasn't expecting this. I don't think anyone else was expecting the ruts and how nasty the track got. So, I mean, there was no time to groom anything all night.
Yeah.
And just the sitting around all day, I'm not a huge fan. I don't know. I'm kind of torn on it. Like, I felt like we sat around all day, and then as soon as we started riding, it was just insane, like, quick.
Yeah.
positive and negatives to it. I don't like the back-to-back.
Yeah.
I think we could do away with that and just do a traditional triple count format. Mm-hmm. And then if they want to throw a super final in at the end, give us 30 minutes after our third main to kind of get some food and some electrolytes and kind of recover just a little bit. But yeah, it was a lot of laps tonight. Yeah. And to think in Perth we got to do it two nights in a row is going to be pretty crazy.
Kenny mentioned too, like, they'll listen to you guys. You guys will talk to them. Like, he thought the same thing kind of you. Yeah. So they'll tweak it. You know, these guys have done that before. Not these new owners, but the series has tweaked things. So
Yeah, I think so. I think it sucks because I understand, like, as the fans, they don't want the fans sitting around and getting bored. So having us go quickly like that, I understand it. But maybe we could throw some fillers in there. I don't really know. I don't have the answers, but I'm definitely not a fan of the back-to-back stuff.
What'd you think of Canada and Vancouver?
I mean, it's good. Yeah. I grew up in Minnesota, so I'm Manitoba. Kind of been up there a couple times, but haven't really got out much, honestly. Okay. Hotel and stadium.
Right. And then I'm excited, 450 full-time for you. You're going to be really happy about that. That's something that, you know, you've kind of wanted, and you've certainly put in good results as a part-time guy, 450. But so, yeah, it's going to be good to see you in full-time.
Yeah, I'm excited for next year. Yeah. I think I'm kind of at that point. Like, I turned 30 this year. It's kind of like, if I can't do it the way I want to do it, then I'm just not going to race. Yeah. So kind of sat around this summer. Not sat around, but started a cabinet company with my dad this summer, and we got some houses going on that. And just kind of left it up to God to decide for me if we're going to go racing or not. Yeah. So I'm happy with next year. All
I'm gonna come find you like at like round 13 and be like, hey man, how's the 450 class? You're gonna be like, oh, fuck my life.
I don't know. I mean, that was the whole thing. Like, I wanted to race the 450 this year, like 9 races a year. It's hard to make a living. Yeah. I'm only racing 9 weekends a year, and there's 52 weekends. Like, it's hard to make money only racing 9 races. Yeah. So I'm excited to do all 17. I really want to do the playoffs. That's something I wanted to do this year, just didn't work out.
Yeah.
A lot of opportunities this next year. So take it one race at a time and enjoy it.
Cool. Well, enjoy the rest of this thing. I don't know how many points you got tonight. I don't know how the overalls work. I haven't yet to find out. But.
No idea. I have no idea where I finished. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Michael.
Yeah, thank you.